Boker Tov, good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. As we're approaching Purim, today's Divrei Torah also should be for the Nishma David Ben Yedidya, Ruach Adonai Tenechenu Megan Eden. There is something that happens on Purim that is a very exciting thing that happens that I think sometimes is taken a little bit out of context. You see many people on Purim, they wear costumes. First of all, why do we wear costumes or masks on Purim? What's the reason behind it? And are there any halachic ramifications that come to wearing costumes on Purim or come to wearing costumes any day of the year? So what is the reason why we wear costumes or wear masks on Purim? So generally speaking, Purim is a very festive day. The Gemara says, the Talmud says, Chayav inish levasum v'furaya. Person has to be joyful, has to rejoice on the day of Purim. It says to the extent that you have to, person should become a little bit intoxicated on the day of Purim, drink a little bit of wine in order so that they can't differentiate, they're unable to know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai, to that extent. So it's a mitzvah on Purim for a person to rejoice. And so therefore, part of the festive activities, some people, they wear a costume in order to rejoice in those activities. Along with that, a lot of people wear a mask. Now, what is a mask? You know, sometimes you send your children to school, they put on a mask. What's a mask for? So in a little bit of a deeper note, if you look in the whole Megillat Esther, the whole story, it doesn't say Hashem's name in the story once. Anytime it wants to reference to Hashem, it calls Hashem HaMelech, the king. When it says HaMelech HaChashverosh, it's talking about HaChashverosh. But when it just says the word HaMelech, the king, that's talking about the Borei Olam, that's talking about Hashem. So just like Hashem, who was hidden in the Megillat Esther, he came and he saved the Jewish people, so too we mask ourselves to commemorate that, to remember that, acting as if we are hidden as well on the day of Purim. Now what halachic ramifications can come about from wearing costumes on the day of Purim? So there's a mitzvah in the Torah that a male is not allowed to wear female clothing, and a female is not allowed to wear male clothing. So you see many times, especially amongst children, when they send their children to school, a lot of times they joke around, they put costumes on, so they put a girl costume on a boy or a boy costume on a girl. According to the Torah, this is not allowed. That's prohibited. Rav Ovadia Yosef says, Chas v'Shalom, this could even be a Torah prohibition. For a boy to dress up as a girl, sometimes the boys wear tutus, or a girl to dress up as a boy, this could be Isur Torah, it could be a prohibition from the Torah. And that being said, person should be strict not to dress a boy up as a girl or a girl up as a boy, especially in today's generation. You know, I'll just share a little tidbit. We met a couple months ago, we had a meeting with a very big doctor who deals with a lot of these types of cases with homosexuals and whatnot, and he was telling us about how to prevent it from children, even from those thoughts getting into their minds. Now, I'm not going to get into a lot of the details, but one thing that he mentioned, which is a very important thing that I think I took, and I think is important for every parent to take, and he said the following line. He said, you should bring up your boys like boys, and your girls like girls. The boys should play with balls, and the girls should play with dolls. Don't mix and match. Don't give your boy a doll and don't give your girl a ball. Now, I think what he meant to say was a little bit of an extreme point, but what his point was is the boy things, the things that boys do, give to the boys. The boys like boy colors, give them boy colors. They like boy things to do, give them boy things to do. The girls things to do. Why? So that they ingrained inside them, in their upbringing, they learn that a boy is supposed to be like a boy and a girl is supposed to be like a girl. And Bezat Hashem, when we do this, we raise healthy children, children who go in the ways of Torah and Mitzvot. Bezat Hashem, have a great day, everyone, and Chag Sameach.